Good evening, members and guests. This is N5ALW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on April 21st, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Keller Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble at our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Okay, we'll take check-ins from Echo Link check-in. We'll do a pause here for it, and Echo Link check-ins come now. Okay, hearing none, are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check-in? This is N5ALW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
WA2U, good evening.
WA2U, N5ALW, John, what's going on this evening?
Well, good evening. Good evening, Bob. It sounds like a quiet evening out there. WA2U here, it's about, I think the last time I looked, about 22 degrees. So it seems like a heat wave, although a friend of mine tells me that it's going to change. So, hey, it's Central New York. And what happened today? The plow guy was here yesterday, and he was here today also. So the bottom part of our driveway now is no longer a circular driveway. We've got a good area here to turn around, but that particular part of the driveway, the way it's designed, well, there's no place to really push the snow any longer, so I guess the next time we'll be driving down that area will be in the spring. But anyways, I certainly didn't want him to get stuck or get his truck hung up, so but we have plenty of room for vehicles out there. And so we went out and did some shoveling around the shed today, because we want to keep that available in case the power goes off. We installed all the fancy hookup for the generator in the fall, buried the cable and got all that, but if you can't get to it, it's kind of useless, so we try to keep that clear. And wood stove's keeping everything nice and cozy here. You know, it's nice when you get a little bit of snow on the roof, and there's certainly enough of that out there. It kind of keeps the house insulated. Had a good weekend. Saturday night, listened to a lot of music and things. So Kathy and I enjoyed that. And what I do, duplicated a couple CDs today and didn't really do a whole lot. Got a few things picked up and straightened up and organized. So took care of some wood stove issues. So let me just reset here. So we did that, but I guess a good weekend for everyone up in Boonville with all the snowmobile activities. They certainly had the weather. I remember some winters there was just hardly any snow at all, so but certainly got caught up on that. So maybe there'll be some other people joining us here this evening. Oh, and I guess Holland Patton was closed, and Remsen, probably a lot of other schools too, so better to be safe than sorry. So I'll turn it back over to you, Bob. Maybe some other people will be joining us, and I bet you Jeff is really enjoying himself, knowing that he's missing out on the weather that we've got here. WATU, back to that.
everything in the room. I went out and cleaned everyone out again today, as I've done since the beginning of the season, and I'll tell you what, it's getting backed up. I went out when I got all done and I started snow blowing here, and I went in a couple areas that I hadn't done before, or not as far. And I measured 22 inches on the ground, so we've got a fair share here. And tell you what, you're running out of, I know I am, I'm running out of places, and I start out quite a ways with pushing things back with the truck, but I'm running out of areas to put the snow, and I know they were talking about possibility of another foot or so. So I hope they're wrong in that summation, but I don't know if George is pretty accurate with his with his prediction, so I'm hoping maybe it might, the wind might blow it the other way. Well, I hope you got some got cleared up with the CDs. I know you were doing a lot of inventory with that, categorizing them, and getting everything in order with that. And God knows you got to stay warm. So I hope that's all in the perspective of the winter journey we're going through. It seems like it came late, but it's coming in with a vengeance, I think. But, well, what are you going to do? We can't change it. So with that, John, thank you for checking in, and we'll see if anyone else would care to join us. This is N5AOW, looking for check-ins.
KC2NBU.
KC2NBU, N5AOW, how you doing, Ray?
Good. I just came in, calling it a day. Got 15 degrees up on the hill. Spent over 3 hours plowing this morning between plowing and cleaning off vehicles. And it's getting to be a problem trying to find a place to put it all. Snowbanks are getting long and high.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. I just was saying that to John, you know, it just, you're getting to the point where things are getting backed up pretty good, and I was punching holes in other areas carefully just to make a little more room. Some of the driveways are long, and, well, I'll tell you what, there's no place to unload the blade when you're going through. You either got to push it straight back or find a spot somewhere to dump it, and, rapidly running out of room there, so, yeah, the only thing I'm thankful for is the fact that it's light. You can move it around relatively easy. It's just that you can't see any obstructions under it when you're making room elsewhere, so, one of those things.
Sure not looking forward to that Arctic blast coming down at the end of the week. They're saying that Sunday we're not even going to make it up to zero for a high.
That definitely doesn't sound good, Ray. I'm with you. And I know I get a chuckle out of Jeff being down south at this point. I'm sure he'll probably check in this evening sometime. But I know his favorite isn't winter, and he's looking for spring. And I'm... You know, I said to Pete the other day, we were talking about that, and I said, you know, I hadn't taken the sleds off of the trailer, and the way things are going, I don't know if I'm gonna get to do that. Seems like I'm busy with everything else.
Yeah, I didn't get breakfast at all this morning, and I didn't get dinner till 8:30, so it's been one of those days.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, they can come to an end, and you can fill them up real easy in this kind of weather with a variety of different things to get taken care of, and it seems like you never have enough time in a day. All right, Ray, well, thank you very much for checking in. 73 to you, and we'll get back to you on the item we talked about, I never got back to that because of the weather conditions and so on, but yeah, we'll get that squared away sometime shortly. Okay, this is N5AOW looking for further check-ins. Well, I got out today. I did some plowing this morning. An hour or so, or maybe two. I don't know. I didn't keep track of time. Got that done. Got a few other things done and came back and fired up the snowblower. And went at that for about an hour and got things pretty well cleared out that I needed to do. I seem to be way behind on that lately. Just can't catch up with it at times and, of course, get the snow pushed off of things around where you don't want it weighing down the, either the roof or canopy or whatever else you may have. Then I got in and relaxed a little bit. Then I had all three rigs going. I had 75, I had, what the heck is the other one, 20 meters, and I had 40 meters going. And whatever one appealed to me at that time, I made some contacts on all three. Had some enjoyment doing that, relaxed and licked my wounds in the meantime from all the business in the morning. That pretty well wrapped it up. Never looked at the temperature, didn't want to know. I know it was cold, it was snowing, and I wanted to be inside. That's pretty much it for the day, so I'll make another call, see if anyone else would care to check in. This is N5ALW. Well, I'll make a delay for Echo Link check-ins. If there are any that would like to check in, this is N5ALW. Are there any comments, queries, and late check-ins at this time?
Yeah, give me a call on the landline after the nut's over.
WATU with a query. WATU with a query there, Rob.
Yeah, pick it up, John. WATU, N5ALW.
I just thought of it. Did you ever get squared away on your microphone for your radio? I was just curious, since we have abundance of time here.
Yeah, I did, John. I had a pulled the connector apart, found I had a frayed wire, and one fine little hair that was creating a little bit of a problem there, so get everything re-soldered and back together and doing well, so it's working fine. And the rig I'm on now is a different 2-meter rig. Yeah, I need another one. I got four. But anyway, this one's different, and the one I had a problem with is all squared away. That's the one sitting up above, so. But, yeah, I've got a different mic I wanna try on HF, too, that, and maybe that was the one I was talking to you about. Yeah, I think we were going to get on 40 with that. And I talked with a gentleman the other day. He had a little bit of time, and we were talking about different things, and I ran through two or three mics with him, and he said the reliable MC50 Kenwood was the best one. The handheld I had was good, and there was another one I had, and he said that sounded fine, but the desk mic seemed to be the best one, so I'm happy with that. They were all sounding good, and that was okay, too, so that's pretty much the story with that, John. So, and the other one I did find a problem, like I said, and I got that squared away.
I'm just chuckling here a little bit. I was looking at the, we have the dual bander hooked up. We've been in the house, March 27th will be a year. But next to it, we have a TS-590S, and then there's a TS-440 that's over at another shelf area that we want to leave over at our camp. But I look over at this other radio and I go, what's this button do? You know, you get the radios. My biggest thing is trying to remember, besides the off and on button, what all the other buttons do. And as you get into the menu, good grief, you better have the manual. I know the Kenwood over here, I wrote up like a cheat sheet, and I think there's 87 choices in it. There's a, you can have the A and then the B, so you can have like the DX side. And well, just remember, you know, each one of those has subcategories for different things, so it's funny. But I guess when you get older, you know, it's more of a challenge. The old days, we had the old BCD control, the ICOM 2ATs. They just had thumb wheel knots. Rotated the thumb wheels on the top, and all the batteries fit each other's radio, and 2AT, 3AT, 4AT, 12AT. But now everything's all different, so. Anyways, very good. Yeah, it was the radio for the HF bands, but glad you got all squared away, and it's amazing what a little piece of fine wire in the wrong place can do. Lots of noise and challenges. Okay, I'll listen. Maybe we'll have some people final do the check-in and join us here. WATU, back to that. Thanks.
Okay, John, WATU in Fairview, OW. Yeah, I get into that way myself. That rig you have is really nice with the menus and all. I know it's got a lot to offer, but, you know, I got to the point through the years, I pretty much got used to the ones I have. I've got a 130 sitting here, a 430S, and an 820S old standby, and I use all three, and they just work phenomenally well, and I've got good reports with them, and I don't know, I just can't go all that further with them than those, and as long as they're working well, I'm sticking with them. Very good. All right. Well, we'll make a final call, see if anyone else would care to check in, and that will close out this evening. This is N5AOW. Okay, I'll now close the Parker River Valley Service Net, return the frequency to regular amateur use. Want to thank Ray and John for checking in, and all those that listen. Have a fine evening, 73. And 5 AOW clear.
Stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations come out, please.
Good evening, Jack. N5AOW, no traffic.
N5AOW, hello, Bob. I heard you running the net. I had to go down in the other room for a minute. And when I came back, everything was quiet. So I blew it again. Thanks for checking in. Much appreciated. Looking for additional stations.
Jack, I'll put you down for the net.
Oh, okay. Very good. I would appreciate that. Thanks. Any other stations? Bob, thanks for the check-in. Much appreciated. 7-3 to you. 7-3 to all. All the listening. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. K2 Zaza.